KJAN Sports.
It's time now for sports. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen. This report brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Officials of the Atlantic Youth Sports Organization said Saturday they've been holding out hope, but unfortunately they will not be having the traditional Little League season this year. They still hope to hold clinics for all grades starting the week of June the 8th. More details on that will still come around. And if you know your child will not participate in the clinics and would like a full refund of your registration fee, you're asked to contact the Atlantic Little League by messaging them on Facebook at Atlantic Little League or texting Sarah Wood at 712-249-5338. When doing so, please include your child's name and grade that they're currently in. And once officials know that they are able to hold the clinics, then they ask anyone who is not registered and plans to attend the clinics to register through the YMCA. They said, as we work through these changes and details, please be patient. Iowa football players hope to return to campus to begin preparations for the next season as soon as possible. The Big Ten has banned on-campus workouts through the end of the month, and players are working out on their own. Senior defensive end Chauncey Goldston.
I want to get in there as soon as possible because sometimes, like, you wake up and, like, without having, like, a structured, like, day, you're like, do I actually want to go downstairs to my garage and lift? Yeah, I'm going to do it, but, like when I'm in a facility, there's no asking myself if I want to do it. Like, you have to do it. So, yeah, I really want to get back in there, and I want to be around my guys again.
Receiver Imar Smith-Marset says after missing out on the spring practice, the Hawkeyes need as much of the summer as possible to be together.
It's real important. At the end of the day, we still got people on defense that got to work together and get chemistry down pat. You know, the offense got to get chemistry. So losing that, losing the spring ball, you haven't even gotten a chance to see, you know, the potential of your offense, the potential of your defense yet. So it's highly important we get back together as soon as possible.
Smith-Marset says without the spring ball, the Hawkeyes feel as though they are behind in their development as a team.
Just so the coaches could see, you know, what adjustments they need to make, what pieces they need to move around. So it's highly important we get back and have as much of the summer as we can.
And also, senior defensive lineman Alston Schulte is looking forward to a return to campus.
The strength coaches and the position coaches have been really harping on staying ready so you don't have to get ready when we all come back. And you definitely do miss just being around the guys, just being in that environment of competitiveness. It's hard to have that when you're by yourself.
Schulte says as Iowa begins to open up, he's confident that they will be together for much of the summer.
I know that probably won't look the same as it has in years past, but yeah, I'm going to be ready, make sure my teammates are ready for when we get back together.
Elsewhere in sports this morning, Drake football coach Todd Stepsis says the school is looking at options if any of their games are canceled for the upcoming season. The Bulldogs are part of the Pioneer Football League, which stretches from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific.
We've got teams in New York, and we've got teams in California, and we've got teams in Florida, and everywhere in between here and there. And so, you know, what's it going to look like if all of a sudden one state doesn't relax enough to have fall sports? And so, you know, the administration at Drake and our sports supervisors have again been progressive and thinking ahead.
Steps has said they're looking at options if some states in the PFL don't allow fall sports.
Okay, all of a sudden, let's say we have a week 4 or week 6 or week 8 open date. How's that going to look? And you know, starting to have some of those conversations from some of the regional teams, and you know, regardless of what level they play, you know, we want to try to do the best we can to give the, you know, our guys those 11 guaranteed games.
Stepsis says their goal will be to play a full 11 game slate.
You know, hopefully, you know, we'll get a chance to play all the games that are scheduled, but you know, we're starting to have some conversations just in case that doesn't happen.
Elsewhere in sports, Brad Keselowski extended Jimmy Johnson's losing streak to 102 races, holding off the 7-time NASCAR champion in overtime early today at the Coca-Cola 600. Keselowski started in the back of the field, worked his way to the front of the Charlotte Motor Speedway, and gambled in not pitting when caution stopped Chase Elliott from winning with 2 laps remaining. Elliott pitted, and Keselowski led a train of 8 cars that stayed on the track. He lined up in front of Alex Bowman on the inside lane with Johnson in the bottom ahead of Keselowski teammate Ryan Blaney. Keselowski got the push into clean air and denied Johnson the victory. In golf, Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning were the winners at the Medalist Golf Club in Florida, as were the benefactors of the match, Champions for Charity. Woods and Manning took the lead on the third hole and never trailed, once building up a three-up lead and four balls at the front nine. Manning made two birdies before the turn, although one was net par. Woods lagged on a long birdie on a putt on 18 that was close enough that Manning didn't have to putt. That secured a one-up victory over Mickelson and Brady. Brady took plenty of teasing from TV analyst Charles Barkley and Justin Thomas. Brooks Koepka offered a $100,000 to the cause if Brady could make just par, but Brady quieted his critics on the par 5-7th as his fourth shot landed beyond the pin and spun back into the cup. The goal was to raise $10 million or more for COVID-19 relief funds, and online donations sent money climbing toward about twice that much. Japan's professional baseball season will open on June the 19th under a plan that excludes fans. The season was to have begun on March 20th, but the start was postponed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Japan joined South Korea and Taiwan in Asia, whose leagues are open and playing largely without fans. League Commissioner Atsushi Sato made their announcement following the online meeting with the league's 12 teams. Japan has reported 850 deaths from COVID-19. And Hall of Fame basketball coach Eddie Sutton has died of natural causes at the age of 84. That word from Sutton's family. Eddie Sutton led Kentucky, Arkansas, and Oklahoma State to the Final Four and was the first coach to take four schools to the NCAA tournament. He was 806 and 328 in 37 seasons as a Division I head coach, not counting vacated victories or forfeited games. Sutton won two SEC titles with Kentucky but had to resign in 1989 after the NCAA announced 18 allegations against the program. Elected to the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame on April 3rd, Sutton fell short as a finalist six times before finally being selected. He said he believed that the scandal that ended his stint at Kentucky was the likely culprit for his lengthy wait. Sutton was Associated Press Coach of the Year in 1978 at Arkansas and in 1986 at Kentucky. Sports This Hour brought to you by Denner Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Denner difference. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.